this is what the performance on a straight line, from a straight line perspective, would have to be for the campuses in order to fulfill that $450 million cash doubling in revenue. It also, just for purposes of edification, to double cash within, by the end of the decade, would require 11.4% compound annual growth rate. To do it within, to do it within 7 years or 10 years would require 7.9% growth rate. And what I'm going to show you here is some data that you can think about or put those figures in context with in regards to how our peers have performed over the last 40 years and what their average fundraising is as it stands right now. So these are the top 10 private research universities. Stanford has had the most success in fundraising on the private side in American higher education. As some of you may know, Stanford raised over $1 billion in cash last year. In any case, their three-year average is $780 million. You can see this is the 40-year growth rate. So this is 72 through 82, and over here is the most recent decade, 02 through 12. The average median growth rate in the last decade was 3.7%. Again, we're talking about trying to grow at 7.9 or 11.4%. But you can
this
see other-
straight donations. This isn't benefit from investment income or anything like
no,
that.
No, straight cash donations from all sources, corporate, foundation, associations, individuals, alumni, parents, friends, grateful patients, straight cash. That's the private figures, and these are the public figures. And the mean there, the median there is 3.9% over the last decade. And you can see where some of our peers, this was in Dr. Wise's presentation as well, and what our performance has been, which has been pretty flat. So let me keep moving. Our second goal would be to double our endowment. Our current endowment at the university is $1.5 billion, roughly. About $1.1 billion of that is managed by the foundation. Another $400 million managed by the university. If we could double the endowment by the end of the decade to $3 billion, it would require an 8.9% return. We've hired a new chief investment officer, and we are in the process of fully professionalizing our endowment program, which is something the foundation's been strategically working on for several months, and we're moving forward on that. The point of all this effort would be to double the payout that the endowment provides to the academic mission of the institution from $61 million to over $110 million. That would be the point of the effort. And then finally, some keys to success if we are able to be more successful in fundraising. The first thing we need to do is make sure we have the right prospects. We need to make sure we have a compelling case for support and specific priorities. We have to make sure that we have alignment between our academic and institutional leadership and our development operation. We must continue to focus on our largest gift opportunities at the top of the gift pyramid, $1 million and $5 million plus. We need to be better at involving people on our boards, our advisory committees, our visiting committees, because that's a way that we can generate tremendous amounts of philanthropy. It's something the privates are very good at. We must strengthen our management activity and be more consistent around goal setting and metrics, accountability, and having the right people in place in order to drive this forward. And it probably will take some time, but as we indicated through our hope to double fundraising as quickly as possible, we're not going to wait, we're going to move forward. And let me just finish to keep us on time. We're talking about putting in place a roadmap exercise that would extend to the entire development, advancement, and institutional academic leadership community. We would bring everyone together in a way that we can be focused on an action-oriented plan for how to move forward and get things done. And we would try to get this done by the end of this fiscal year. And so the goal would be to look at all the information we have, all the data we have, compare it to our peers and other data sets of information, work with our existing internal community, and come up with a plan about how we can move forward as aggressively as possible, as quickly as possible. And I want to end with